Sir, what is your name?
Steve Morozik.
Okay, Mr. Morozik. Morozik? Morozik? Ah, right. Mr. Morozik? Morozik, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Would you please just state your full name, your ADC number for us?
Steve Joseph Morozik, 061263.
Okay, sir. I want to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, coming down to the right, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Also with us, sir, representatives of the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole officers, Mr. Turner. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead today, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'll be representing myself.
All right, sir. Thank you. At this time, Mr. Morozik, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so? Do you so affirm, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the term and condition of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 28, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated July 6, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about July 2nd, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated July 6, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true as well.
Okay. And then the third allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about July 3rd, 2018, per the test lab report dated July 5th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true as well.
All right, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Morozik, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company. Second.
Agreed.
The motion by myself. Second. Mr. Quinones. Agreed. Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Dr. Wright. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we'll come go over some information with you, then give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Morozik was released from ADC custody on 6/25/2018 and arrested on 7/3/2018 by ADC on a tech warrant, no new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 7/3/2018 with a CSED at 8/25/2018, zero absconded. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1986, sexual assault, 13 years. 1985, resisting arrest, 1 year, 10 months, 15 days. 2000, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2009, burglary, third degree, 1 year. Business fourth term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3.1. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score two. No STD information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release completed 3 months. 2010, TIS release completed 1 month. Disciplinary significant and lengthy with drugs, tampering with security device, and possession of contraband noted. There were other arrests, but charges were either not filed or dismissed. Has a GB score of G4, B5.
Okay, sir, so when you were released, I see that you were released to reside with your spouse at 821 North 8th Avenue in Phoenix. You remained at that residence since your release. You have not changed your residence. Have you stand there at the time you were arrested, sir?
Yes, that's where I was living, yes.
Okay, and says that were you working during that period of time?
Yes, that's where part of the problem I had with my community supervision, as you're calling it. I have my own landscaping business, and the probation officer was not going to allow me to continue that. He claimed that he wanted me to get a traditional job, but I wasn't for it.
So how long did you have your landscaping business?
I've had it for years. Business right behind my house, I've done that property for probably 3 years.
Okay, so this is assigned a tax color line. It says that you failed to submit a UO on June 28th when the assigned color was called for testing. You was directed to submit a UA on July 2nd by your parole officer. You failed to UA on the 2nd, and then you were referred to sex offender treatment program on June 24th. However, you were not required to attend as it was less than 90 days of supervision and not required to attend the SPOT program. So why were you doing the UA? Did you relapse or were you drinking?
No. I was only out for 8 days. And I explained to my duo that when my girl came up on Wednesday, it's just how that worked out. My wife's mother and her sister were in town, and they consumed my full attention. My daughter came up. I didn't go, that is a fact. I, at that point, was clean. By the time, I think the second one you said was, it should have been a Friday. You have to do the date figure. He called me, he texted, I texted him, he texted me to go UA. It was 7:02. In my recollection, the task closed at 7 o'clock. Apparently that's wrong because they say it was 9 o'clock. Argue the point when it's open. I'm sure it's open until 9 o'clock and then when it sits. So, when I texted him back, I told him that I will make my required meeting with my PO. And I'd like to say at this point that when I was released, my PO was my PO supervisor. My PO was on vacation for the first week when I got out. I met him for the ride to Alhambra. Now, I didn't go on the Friday to take a UA. I did make my scheduled meeting on the 3rd. At which time I told them, yes, now I'm going now. And they gave me a swab, and that's the results that you have in front of you. Got to self-destruct. And it seemed like I was released from minimum security, or medium security from Cheyenne, on the 25th, when I went to parole, I was in maximum security. I didn't understand that. You stated when I got out in 2010, I reported to the same place, and I was told at that time, if I didn't have any police involvement, that I didn't have to contact them. It seemed like I have a list of things, my to-do list for me. I was going to hit the ground running, I was going to expand my business, I was going to go back to school, and it was my intention, regardless of what the outcome of this is, to be a drug counselor. Because if I can save somebody a day in a facility like this, or putting the people through the detriment that they do from doing drugs, it'd be not really worth the time, it'd be saving somebody else's time. I hope that's the
sir, I'm looking at the sanctions that it had. It says during your staffing, you reported that you were sober for the first 3 days of your release date, and then you reported that after the third day out that you began using methamphetamine and cocaine almost on a daily basis.
That is where it's not what happened.
Okay, so
I told them that I had got high the night before I went to report. I just told you I didn't report when my car, it was a Wednesday, when my car came up.
Okay.
My wife's family did not leave until Thursday. I wasn't high while they were there.
So why did you start using methamphetamine and cocaine, sir?
For one, I didn't use cocaine, and for two, it's like the self-destruct. I figured they're going to figure that I'm dirty anyway. I mean, I can rationalize it away, but the fact, simple fact is that I use it. It is not my intention to go back to using. I'm not going to use.
Okay, it says that you don't feel like that you should be on the supervision of a parole officer, and that you were argumentative, and you didn't feel like you should abide by sex offender conditions since your conviction was over 30 years ago.
Now, see, once again, if you look over the history from the 20 years that I've been out of prison for that charge, I have not once been in lapse for my yearly reporting, my ID has been current, never once. So I'm not really sure that could have to do with the classes, but I didn't have to go to them anyways. And if I didn't have to go to them anyways, why was that not explained to me? That because I wasn't 90 days, I only had 60 days to do, that I wasn't required to attend them classes anyways. Because that was a huge point for me anyways.
Okay.
But if it doesn't apply, I have nothing else to say about it.
All right, well, sir, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing the board has no additional questions for you, sir, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. The board's going to go into discussion. We want to see if there's anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself prior to the board going into discussion, sir.
No, I think I've said it all. From when I got out in 2010 to when I just got out in the 25th of June, it seemed like there were two different community supervision service, I mean, whatever, career, whatever you want to call. The first time I didn't have to do anything but not have police involvement. This time I had criteria. I was denied being able to expand my own business, which is something I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to earn my living.
Okay.
It's my intention to go to community business and conduct the outpatient treatment program. I've talked to Brett, who's, I don't know what his title would be, and he has told me that the Rio Salado has a searches program. That's my intention from on the 25th, or if you should reinstate me.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. A lot of boards in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. During the discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, and then we'll get back with you with the decision of the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now into discussion. Seems like Mr. Morozik, he did complete two community supervision in 03 and 2010 that he completed it. For some reason, this time he had some problems while he was out and started to use methamphetamine, cocaine. He said he didn't use cocaine, but he did do methamphetamine while he was out. He'll be released on August 25th of 2018. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He'll be free to move about as he pleases, and if he wants to do his business, he'll be free to go ahead and expand and do his business. I think it'd be best for Mr. Morozik to go ahead and complete the time that he has left. He has less than a month left. Complete that time so that when he gets out, he won't be on parole. He won't have to report to a parole officer, be on community supervision. And I think he'll hopefully not have any negative contact with law enforcement and be a productive citizen. Am I willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues?
Agreed.
Okay, therefore I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Morazic, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions of his supervision, that he had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did miss taking some of his UAs and didn't admit to using methamphetamine while he was out. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Dr. Wright. All right, Mr. Morazic. So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You're going to be released on August 25th of this month. So that's just a short period away from now. When you're released, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir. Hopefully, you will be able to move around freely, expand your business, and be a productive citizen, not have any negative contacts with law enforcement, sir. And we won't ever have to see you in orange again. So we want to wish you the best of luck. I want to thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today, sir. Thank you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Thank you all. Nice afternoon.
You too, sir.